Now, after the recent problems faced by BlackBerry, Apple users might have been feeling a bit smug. Well, not anymore. Their latest upgrade, which is to coincide with the launch of their new iPhone 4S, has hit some problems. Well, Andy Robertson, editor of Wired magazine's Geek Dag blog, is on the line for us. What sort of things have been happening to people who've tried to download the upgrade?
Well, I think this is the initial sort of surge as everybody tried to log on to their computer, access the update via from Apple, and essentially it's been taking much longer than they had expected it to take.
Why? What caused the problem?
Well, it's quite a big download to begin with. It's about 700 megs you need to download before you can update your phone. But then as the update process proceeds, your computer needs to contact the Apple servers. And that was failing at some point, some of these early updates, which meant your phone was sort of caught in a no man's land as it waited to complete the update. And that is what took some people quite a long time.
Right. So, are updates really necessary? I mean, what's the advantage to the customer? Because clearly the problem here is everybody wants to do it at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see from the popularity, they offer a lot of extra features on your existing phone that you would only normally have access to if you bought the new phone. So the iPhone 4S, which is just out today, but existing users can update their existing iPads, their iPod Touches to access new messaging software, improve performance, and features like an iCloud device that lets you manage your music and your applications across devices in a much simpler fashion.
So is it just that everyone actually wants everything all the time immediately? Is that the problem?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're seeing here some people probably waiting until the iPhone 5 is released rather than jumping on board now. So rather than buying a new phone, they're going for an update of their existing phone. So you have an increase in that initial early adopter, the Apple server's sort of struggling to cope. I must say that now it seems to have sort of levelled out and updates are happening quicker again.
OK, and briefly, we mentioned the BlackBerry problems. Have they been solved as well?
Yeah, as of 3 p.m. on Thursday, that the communication problems there, the internet data transfer, is essentially back to normal.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.